Charlie Macquarie. I do not call it loneliness, because it is not like that. It is not that. It is a kind of wanderlust that pushes me to meander streets and tracks to where they end, or to where I must turn around to make it home before the sun returns to the sky. It urges me down hills through brush and brambles to that deserted part of the river, with only ancient rotting pilings and eroding concrete to sit with me, and watch across the water as midnight barge welding reflects toward us. Because of it, I know that a street is best when I can look behind me and see no one, and keep going forward and meet no one but the rustling shadows of streetlights in trees. I stand on this bridge for hours, my elbows propped on the railing, looking, staring into the dark for some truth to break through in this dead hour. Actually, when I say the dark, that is not quite accurate, because I am staring at a slow train, swaying from side to side as it moves out of the yard. Heavy boxcars creak southward out of the yard lights and back into the dark. And as I watch that train leave, I know, because I have seen it 1,000 times before, that those three lights will head toward Milwaukee, and when they reach the first crossing, the low whistle will pierce the night 3 times, as a warning to whoever is foolish enough to be out in the thick of this hour. I know that train and its destination, and this train yard, these boxcars, this cold wind, the smell of lumber, and the distant horn. I know this as much as anything else.